And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, I'm Dave Clemens. Continuing our conversation with Sherry Gorbett. She's with BISA, Breast Implant Safety Alliance. She's the board treasurer and patient advocate. She's been through this. And during the break, we were talking a little bit about this. This is new legislation that you showed me about recalls.
Yes. So BISA has been working with legislation to get some more patient safety measures into place. Basically, on September 21st, 23, BISA has endorsed the new legislation that would make device tracking and recall notifications mandatory.
So this is a win for you guys and for women and their families?
Absolutely, 100%.
Now, the last time you were here, you had a fundraiser coming up. You told me that somehow you were being kind of nudged towards some pageantry.
Yes.
Well, tell me about this. Because you've got your sash on, because we're going to take a photo after the interview here.
Right on.
Mrs. Bend? What's going on here?
So some of the ladies that helped me with the fashion show was the former Mrs. Oregon American from 2021, Tiffany Gidley.
Okay.
And then the current Mrs. Redmond. And there was another pageant gal that's the current Mrs. Cosmo.
Okay.
And after the event was over, one of them came up and said, "You need to run for a pageant. You need to be in pageants because your message is powerful and women need to hear what you have to say."
Right.
And I kind of laughed, dismissed it, kind of listened to what she had to say and let it go. And a couple of weeks later, another gal reached out to me and again, I laughed. I'm like, I'm now 48. I'm not getting in a swimsuit and heels and walking on stage.
Sure.
Like, not happening.
Okay.
And then I spoke to someone, I think, I'm pretty sure, I'm going to call Tiffany out on this. I'm pretty sure she gave someone my name that called me. That was the former Mrs. Oregon or Mrs. America. Called me, spoke to me, said, "You need to put an application in." And 2 days later, she called. Actually, she didn't even call. I got an email saying, "Congratulations, you're 2024 Mrs. Bent."
Really?
I'm like, okay, I guess I'm doing this.
This is interesting to me. I mean, obviously, you're beautiful. You are inside and out.
Thank you.
From what I know of you. But I like that these ladies are like, "Hey, you've got a message that needs to get out there. You're not just another pretty face." That's got to make you feel good.
I love it. I think the most empowering, beautiful thing about women is them empowering other women.
Sure. That's very uplifting.
It is. And again, it's kind of a stigma when you think of pageantry. It's not what I thought.
Sure.
And after, you know, speaking to some of the gals, I was like honestly humbled and I felt so honored just to have this title. I mean, it's just a title, but
it's awesome.
It's sure. Yeah, I felt honored, honestly. Really
so,
honored.
So what's the next step, Mrs. Bend? What do you do now? Do you have to go do some pageants and stuff?
Yes. So the actual pageant, the big day is May 4th in Salem.
Okay. Awesome.
And it's a 2 to 3 day pageantry, but it's open to the public on the 4th. So anybody who wants to come to Salem, get tickets, come watch, cheer us on.
And what do you, let's say you won. What does that make you? Does that make you Mrs. Oregon?
That would, yeah, Mrs. Oregon.
Really? Oh, wow.
And then Mrs. Oregon would go on to Mrs. America.
Wow. Neat. I saw a GoFundMe. I mean, is it okay if we kind of pimp that
for
you a little bit? So where do you go to find that GoFundMe? What's it called or whatever?
This is a platform for fundraising called Snap.
Okay.
And they put it together for me. It's a link that I can send you. But basically, to get into pageantry, I'm finding out is a little more costly than I imagined. There's registration fees. You got to buy the gown. You got to have the hair, makeup, travel, hotel.
Sure.
So there's a little bit cost included.
So if you want to do this, if you want to help Mrs. Bend, I will get a link up at mycentraloregon.com under interviews. You'll be able to find that link, and you can support Mrs. Bend here. Where 100%. Can someone get resources to learn about this? Where do you learn about the dangers, pros and cons of breast implants?
So you can go directly to the FDA website or American Society of Plastic Surgeons website. Or you can go to bisanonprofit.org.
Okay. That's all the time we have, but I always enjoy talking with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I love being here.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me back.
Great message. Good luck, Mrs. Bend. We're going to be watching.
Thank you.
May 4th?
May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Easy to remember. I love it. Sherry Gorbett, board treasurer and patient advocate for BISA, that's Breast Implant Safety Alliance. Can you give me that website one more time?
BISANonprofit.org.
You are listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.